when you start to show up for yourself, which includes getting your blueprint together, not just that, doing what you need to do on a day-to-day basis to make sure that you are showing up for yourself, not quieting yourself, not dimming your light, not even being lazy, not being procrastinative in the things that you know that you're put here to do. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you start activating your life activates you, period.
Welcome back to Elevated Community Podcast, where we are coming together to explore what elevates our souls. This is a place where we get to connect, share, and experience conscious community through deep conversations so that we may feel less alone in this extremely busy world. This is a place where we get to challenge our own perspectives and invite new ways of being into our lives to ultimately shift into a higher frequency. I can't believe it's already been a month since the last episode. I did not intend on taking this big of a break, but as you all know, things tend to come up and the times have just been super intense, especially with the Lionsgate portal last Saturday. I don't know about you guys, but I was really having so many things happen leading up to that. I feel like since the beginning of Leo season, I've just had like things breaking and we have to get a new washing machine and just all these other weird technological issues that were coming up, and just kind of these, I guess, like a symbolism for letting go of just old shit that's really not up to my frequency, I guess. So having to move through that and also shifting into a new job that I have started in my life that I'm really enjoying. So that is sort of the gist of what's been going on. I plan to do an episode with my partner here in a couple of weeks to just do an update on a lot of the things that have happened in our lives. So I will save all of that for the next episode. I hope you are all doing well during these really intense, transformational shifting times, and that you are finding love and support in all the ways that you need, because you are deserving of all of the love and support. I am unbelievably stoked to be sharing this episode today with you all, and I am going to be speaking with Cosmic Queen J, aka Cosmic Vibes. And for those who do not know Cosmic, well, I will just say that she is definitely a whole vibe. Her website bio states that, "I show women how to listen to their wombs. I am a guide to the inner magical goddess inside of women who have been told by someone that they are not enough. I guide women ready to step into their full power. I provide a safe space for my sisters without judgment. I am a reminder that we have the power to be happy, live a life that we love, heal ourselves, and be in flourishing relationships. I host cosmic retreats, virtual programs for high-frequency women, and hold space for mothers ready to reconnect to our children on a spiritual level. I am a cosmic mama of two supernovas named Amora Luz and Cosmic King. I am a life partner to my Dominican husband, Waldy. We live in the beautifully tropical Dominican Republic. I am sassy. I love living days filled with cosmically orgasmic moments. I have navigated healing spaces for the past 15 years, and I am living fully in my purpose. I know what I want and who I am. I am a cosmic experience. I am." So, that's just a juicy introduction to who she is. And some of the main points that we really get into in this episode is, first of all, she walks us through a really potent, juicy meditation, activating the light that is within us all in the very beginning, and really just sets the tone for the entire episode. She talks about her recent launch that she had been working on for 25 plus years and creating a cosmic space for women to come together and heal. And I have a note here, and one of the quotes that she said shortly after that was, quote, "How dare we play small when we were put here to be infinite?" And I'm just like, I feel that so, so deeply, 'cause I still struggle with a lot of those small voices and things in my head that make me feel like I'm not deserving. And so she's just such a beautiful reminder, and just the wisdom that comes from her and the energy that she is all around is just so inspiring, and serves as such a potent reminder that we were put here to be infinite and we all deserve to let our magic shine. So we also get into some of her personal experiences growing up, where she had dimmed her light and how she was able to really start to move past that. She encourages us to keep going and to be gracious with ourselves in our own process and our own unfolding. She talks about the birthing of all of her creations being led by spirit and really being able to tap into the collective energy, which I find really fascinating. She says, "I create spaces that I have never experienced before myself because I owe it to society to leave something that I never had." And we talk about the importance of creating a blueprint or a map to start manifesting with intention. And she says that when you start activating your life activates you. And she walks us through three simple steps to connect with ourselves when we may start to feel kind of disconnected from our truth. And that is to, one, sit your ass down. Two, move your body, move the stagnant energy to allow spaciousness to come in. And three, elevate. So, enough said. Just so potent. I know you all are going to enjoy this episode just as much as I did. And just a friendly reminder that if you did enjoy this episode, to go ahead and share it with your friends. Subscribe on whatever app you're using. Rate and review if you feel called. It truly helps get these messages out into the world. And as always, the resources are provided in the show notes and the ways that you can connect with Cosmic, so be sure to check that out. And if you feel called to check out the Patreon, there are still a few giveaways that are free to the public that you can sign up for if you're interested, and you can do that by visiting patreon.com/elevatedcommunity. And thank you so much again for showing up in whatever time and space you are tuning in today. I am sending you all so much love. Enjoy this episode with the juicy Cosmic Queen J, aka Cosmic Vibes. So I invite us both to center ourselves in our womb and our heart space. I'm taking some deep, luscious breaths in through the nose. And exhaling. And again, in through the nose. And exhaling. We'll do one more. And I just want to thank you so much, Cosmic, for sharing this space with me today. I'm super excited to get into your life's work and talk about some juicy topics.
Always. Everything about me is juicy.
Yeah. I know that first masterclass we did, I was just feeling it so much. You're like, how's your womb feeling right now? And I'm like, I'm feeling pretty juicy.
Like, let me just check in with her really quick. I'll be back.
Yeah. So I always like to open it up for people to walk us through like an opening meditation, if that's something that you are called to do.
Yeah, let me consult my womb. I do so many meditations because it's so important, not just as a healer, as a guide, and as a cosmic space that holds space for other women and cosmic women, but just as a mother, as a woman, as a goddess, it's so important to consistently, at least for me, be meditating. So for me, what's coming up is, I'm doing my 30-day challenge that starts today, 30 days of peace. And the exercise that I sent for day one is super simple, but it's super powerful. And I sent them the India Irie song, I Am Light. So that's kind of coming up as a basis for the meditation that I can totally lead with us right now. So we have grounded ourselves in our breath, and we're just going to activate our minds, our bodies, our spirits, our emotions, our passions, our purposes with this. He said, come on, Sila.
Yeah.
He said, okay, we done went to church, baby. Let's go. We can leave. The sermon's been delivered. because a lot of times this is the pre-sermon clearly, but like a lot of times we don't realize the power of activating everything that we are. We think that, you know, we can work out and that activates, of course, the body. Mm-hmm. And then we neglect activating even like our throat chakras and speaking up for ourselves and communicating our truths and our boundaries, activating our minds, because the mind is such an infinite portal that needs to be activated in order to be used. Okay. Mm. And so I think this I Am Light meditation that I'm totally just coming up with right now, because I believe in being present with our greatness at every moment, is going to activate all of the parts of us that we are, which definitely goes beyond just the mind, body, and spirit. And so I just want us to close our eyes. And the first thing I want us to do is just smile so juicy and authentically and really feel the skin move, feel the light shining upon your face, feeling the sun. Even if you're not in the sun, you can recreate that feeling. That's how powerful we are. And I want us to start this meditation with a smile. A smile that opens up our throat chakra, a smile that opens up our heart chakra, a smile that opens up our sacral chakra, that opens up our root and our third eye. And we're just going to smile for 5 seconds. We got it. 5, 4, 3, two. If a laugh wants to come out, that's what happens when I smile. 2, 1. And then we're going to just bask in that. Take a deep breath, and we're gonna picture a light in whatever form it comes into your head, starting at the crown of our heads. We're gonna picture that light entering our head through the top, slowly having its effect down over our brains, onto our faces, into our throats, into our shoulders, basking down and touching every single part of our bodies with light. As we activate each part of us that the light touches, I want you to just free yourself to be present in the moment, to be present in your goddess nature, and to be present in your infinity. As we keep the light going down to our stomach, our wombs, our pussies, our hips, our thighs, our knees, our legs, our shins, our feet, our toes, We're going to bask in the light that is activating every single atom that is us. And we're going to say a simple activation mantra for this meditation. I am light. I am light. I am light. I'm obsessed.
I'm like dancing over here. My whole body's like jiggling.
I'm rolling in this bitch, okay?
Oh, God. So good.
Oh, my goodness. I just thank you for co-creating that with me.
Thank you for sharing your medicine. It's so potent. So potent.
Yes.
So I always like to ask the guests that come on, like, what is community? What does that feel like? What does that mean to you?
Community to me is village, which is a very powerful concept. And I don't take the word community lightly. Community is supportive, unconditionally loving energy from whatever source that you attract it from, to be honest. I think that the beautiful thing about community is that when you open yourself up to yourself, you open yourself up to everyone that you are meant to attract. You know, I think sometimes we can block out people and things because we are looking only in a certain area. You know, I always compare it to what you think you want when you're dating. And so you might say no to a lot of good, great, perfectly designed options because it's not what you thought it was going to come in the form of. But the funny thing about the universe is that it shows up in forms that you could have never imagined. And so for me, there's a magical component to community because everyone that is in your community, we have attracted. And that is special. That is special to be a magnet to those that are magnetized for us, specially designed. So community is a circle of magic, supporting each other, feeding each other, taking, giving, building up, no judgment, no boundaries, no limitations, as far as the magic that you can co-create with the community. And the last thing is that community is absolutely necessary.
Feeling that so much. One of the reasons why I was drawn to this work and creating this podcast was that I was literally like living in a place where I had no access to any sort of community whatsoever. And I started kind of realizing that like through the virtual space and through the online space and through using technology as a tool that we actually have access to community. And I ended up finding that through podcasts and through like Facebook and all of these like sorts of modalities and these websites and these memberships that people are creating now. And it's just truly like given me so much purpose to show up and to have that reflected back to me. I feel like that's one of the ways that we grow is like having people reflect back to us our own divine nature. So I'm feeling that so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
And so I know you recently just actually launched your own cosmic space. Is that correct?
See, girl, I'm talking in Spanish, girl. I cannot off. For anyone listening, I live in the Dominican Republic. I'm not just randomly responding this morning. So on August 3rd, which was not only a full moon, it was the golden birthday of my daughter, my firstborn baby. So it was a lot of magic around that day, and everything was obviously super intentional. But I launched, I would say 25 years worth of preparation, with my gifts. And I've used my gifts since I was 12 years old, and the universe showed me really quickly I was here to break fucking molds.
Yeah.
And bring magic back into people. bring people back into themselves. And so I had been doing that in person for about 25 years. And COVID was like, Jay, it's time to go deeper. And I was like, okay, COVID. This is the conversation COVID and I. If COVID was a spirit, this is what we would, this is the conversation that was captured. You know, because I'm really big, I was really big on, you know, in person. I did conferences, I held my own retreats, I did, you know, workshops and this and that. And so to be in a position where I had to tap into the beautiful space of online was scary, exciting, nerve-wracking, time-consuming, and absolutely orgasmic at the same time. So August 3rd, I launched an online sisterhood of high-frequency women from around the world. And let me just say, it was birthing of a baby that that was brewing, not for 9 months, for 25 years. And so imagine if birthing a 9 month, 10 month baby, you know, depending how long, like maybe 11 month baby, you know, that, if that is intense, imagine the birthing of a 25 year baby into a space that I've never seen. And I was experiencing at the same time as my sisters, you know, we're doing this together. And the process showed me that I am infinite and that my sisters are infinite. And how dare we play small when we were put here to be infinite, you know?
Yeah,
and so that launched, and we, you know, I have a few programs. One thing I'm really intentional about is I do this work for real, for real, you know? You have people that just do it online or for the gram, as they say. I do this 24/7. So I'm really big on being able to provide spaces for women in whatever part of the journey they happen to find themselves on without judgment. Because everybody's not, you know, where I'm at, and I'm not where everybody else is at. But what I can do is provide a safe space to say, sister, wherever you are at, I see you. I am you, I honor you, and I support you enough to create a space where you can live without boundaries. And that's what the cosmic space that I launched is. It's a space where we can live without boundaries and show the fuck up for ourselves.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I feel like whenever we come together and do this work together, it heals like generations, like thousands of generations of trauma. And it's just so potent. And I didn't realize until the beginning of this year, back in March, whenever the COVID thing started really coming into light, that I never knew how powerful a sacred sisterhood space could be. I didn't realize that, like, I had closed myself off to that sort of healing from, like, past traumas that I had had with women, that I was just closed off and I was afraid to open up to other sisters in that way. So when I started to kind of unpack those layers and be vulnerable, I started experiencing just, like, healing on all sorts of levels. It's really, really powerful. And I'm very curious kind of how, like, what was the turning point in your life that you had that kind of divine realization of, like, okay, I need to be doing this work?
Really, really early. And I never realized how absolutely blessed I was until I got older. Cause it was, imagine, my lifestyle was a little different. I was doing, like, I was traveling the world. I was doing leading leadership workshops and curriculums at the age of, like, from 12 to 17, you know what I'm saying? And it kept going after that. So as opposed to, like, doing the typical extracurricular activities, the universe said, you're not typical. So let's go, you know? So for me, I didn't even ask. I was, the universe said,
damn,
here you go. Do what you gonna do with it? Here you go. Just let me just drop this little in your lap, you know? Not just the gift, the opportunity and the stage to use your gift, the influence to use your gift, and the path, You know, so for me, since I can remember, I've just been in flow. I've never known like what the next step is going to lead, but I've also never been afraid to take a step mm-hmm. without knowing where that step was going to take me. Because mm-hmm. I knew something inside of me that I had to take it. It was for me to take. So for me, it was, I've just kind of always been in flow even before I knew what flow was.
Wow.
So,
that's amazing.
So, you know, imagine the spaces that lead you in. Sometimes I'm like, why does my life have to be so dramatic? I remember talking to the universe saying, you know, so-and-so doesn't have to get up at 4 to take flights to go to different countries to do this and do that. You know, so-and-so, not, and I remember complaining because I didn't realize the blessing in it, because I just would compare it to my other young people, like, yo, they're just playing baseball after school. Why do I have to go and study lines? Why do I have to whatever, you know? And then realizing that that was the gift. That yeah. was my gift. And so for me, I don't think there was a particular point that I realized. It was just a consistent obvious for me.
Yeah.
Did so you to ever say yes was easier than to say no. That's just how obvious it was.
Yeah. Did you ever deal with like any sort of shame or like a lack of connection to your womb space before?
Let me think back. Mm-hmm. I would say the last, I mean, of course, you know, when you grow up, you have like children that like tease you or that try to make you into something else and all of that. You know, mm-hmm. school can be an interesting place to coexist with others. I mean, there was definitely points that I dimmed my light, and even with me dimming my light, I was still so fucking extra, you know. So I don't know, looking back, I don't know why I didn't just let it all out, but there was definitely times where like, and for me, dimming my light is a direct connection to not listening to my womb space. Let me just clarify that. But definitely were times that my personality was so big that it made others uncomfortable. And so I wanted to make them comfortable. I didn't want to stand out all the damn time, you know? Mm-hmm. So for me, that definitely showed up in like middle school. In high school, it was kind of like my norm to be doing what I was doing. So I kind of settled into that, but definitely middle school. Also just being amongst family that didn't know what type of frequency I was. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes when people don't know or have experience, they neglect or they judge, you know, mm-hmm. because they don't know how to categorize you, which is very confusing and very off-putting sometimes. So definitely had periods where I dimmed my light, definitely had periods where I tried to fit into what was acceptable. So I mean, I remember, you know, I didn't really want to talk about certain things or just waste time gossiping or looking at celebrities' lives. I wanted to be the celebrity. And that, as you can imagine, put me in a position of being envied as well as misunderstood, as well as almost there was a period where I was felt like a black sheep. I feel like no one could really understand all that I was as I was figuring out all that I was. So definitely had those periods. And then there was just the point where I just said, fuck it. Like, you know, you can accept me or you cannot accept me. That is not my job.
Yeah.
My only job is to show up.
That's very inspiring to hear, because I feel like I definitely still struggle a little bit with some of those old programmings from my family and just feeling like these small voices in my head that aren't really mine, that kind of get in the way of me stepping into my own power sometimes and showing up and activating my own self. So it's very inspiring to hear your story and just like the sense of resiliency that you have and just showing the fuck up consistently for yourself, you know? So that's very potent too.
Yeah, it was a journey. It was definitely, I mean, because sometimes, you know, you always hear people that are confident in things. There's definitely a journey that they took to get them there. Yeah. But the beautiful thing that I just remember is to keep going and to understand and to also like be gracious with yourself. You know, I remember times when I was like in my early 20s being like, I can't believe I ever settled for that. Or I can't, you know, just being so damn dramatic is what it was. But, you know, judging the time that I didn't stand up for myself or, you know, others. And so a part of it is loving every part of it, you know, even the parts where I work with a lot of women that have like depression or anxiety. I mean, loving every single part, even parts that we were taught to hide or be ashamed of, because the reality is that we all have spaces where we haven't shown up for ourselves, period, mm-hmm. you know, and to be gentle with that reality that weaves us into everybody around us, you know? And so, for me, I now in my power can activate enough energy to appreciate those places where I stepped out of my womb to fit somebody else's standard. Because it helps me relate to not just the people that I serve and that I am alongside of. It helps me relate to all parts of myself, you know, light and dark, up and down, above and below. So the journey is the beautiful part of life.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, and I remember whenever you were walking us through that activation for the masterclass through the matriarch, I literally felt like your energy and like you holding that space and giving people permission to like activate that part of themselves literally took me to another fucking planet. I'm not even kidding.
Period. Okay. You said another fucking planet. And you know, the powerful thing about energy, sis, is that there are no boundaries. Mm-hmm. And when you allow yourself to tap into a space where you don't have boundaries, you experience parts of yourself that you have never before come across. And that in and of itself is magical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's orgasmic too. I was just like, man, what is this?
Like, what the fuck?
Like, I want to fucking bask in this every single day, all the time.
Yes, yes, yes. And you know, and you have the power to do so. That's the powerful thing.
Oh, yeah. And that's why I'm so drawn to you and your work and your magic, and that you really, really just reflect that to other people. And it's just, it's so fucking potent. It's so potent. Just even talking to you is just like,
oh,
so good.
So juicy.
Mm-hmm. So what are you currently working towards? I know you just launched your 30-day peace challenge today. What do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the cool thing about me is I don't try to do any of these gifts. I just say, this is the vessel, baby. Do what you do. Let me know when you leave. It's almost like, you know, you have that person that can come into your house at any time. They got the keys. He said, all right, you know, you can come in, just make sure you clean up after. Okay, yeah. You don't want to clean up after. That's cool. I'll clean up. You know, that type of thing, you know, because whenever I fast or I do a challenge, it's always spirit led. I'm never thinking like, oh, let's do a challenge starting the 15th of August. No, I'm hypersensitive to the energy that's going on in the world. And it hit me a few days before I announced it. It said, you know, the energy was just like, people need peace, Cosmic. Give them a space. Those that are ready, because not everybody's ready, and that's okay. But those that are ready, instruct them in the discipline of being in a space of peace for themselves. Because if you can guide someone in being peace, you are guiding them into the keys that are going to unlock everything. You understand? Mm-hmm. Because things are going to happen. Things are going to happen. The universe is going to test you. You're going to test you. But when you can learn how to ground yourself in peace at any moment, you tap into your power. And so I got the email from the universe. I opened. I shared it with the world. We started today. We'll be, you know, culminating, obviously, September 15th in a month. And I'm excited because there's something about, I actually had a few people that were like, you know, I want to do it, but I don't think I can do anything for a month. just doubting the fact that they can show up for themselves for 30 fucking days. You understand? And that hit me because I'm like, wow. I mean, I can live in my whatever world all I want, but I love working with the women that I work with because they remind me of just the existence of a lot of people during these times. A lot of people are not tapped into their wombs at all. And so peace, whatever you want to call that, is not just about creating peace. It's about creating reconnection. And when you reconnect something, you get the energy in which you're reconnecting to. It's almost like having a power source right in you and not hooking up anything, not powering anything. And the moment that you become aware of that source, you can become aware of the tools that can be linked into that source to then get life from that source. And that, oof, next level. So 30 days of peace, starting that. Of course, I had started on the, when did we start? August 10th. My Goddess Ascension course, which is a 6-week transformative experience. I don't even want to call it a course, experience, bringing women back into their power almost like an adult-like fashion, because 6 weeks is it's not a long time, but it's enough time to get jolted back into being, which a lot of people, I believe, are in a very zombie robot-like state. Yeah, so when they get back into that being, it's like, oh, shit, I've been sleeping this whole time. Cosmic, what the hell is going on?
Exactly. You
know? And yeah. So that is the Goddess Ascension course. But the biggest thing that I'm always creating space for is my cosmic community, which is just my online sisterhood, authentic sisterhood of high-frequency women that are just willing to show up for transformative change in their life. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to have all the answers if you show up. They'll be revealed. But if you don't show up, you'll be stuck in the same position that you found yourself in your entire existence. So those are my projects that I'm spending so much of my energy, because the power of sisterhood is healing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so are the doors going to ever close to that anytime soon? Are you going to like max it out at a certain number, or is that still something people can sign up for?
Yeah, it's something that people can sign up for. And the cool thing about it is I'm always transparent. I don't know how this painting is going to look other than the blueprint. And that's and I have a feeling that it's going to blow my mind. I'm definitely going to grow that to 1 million women. I can tell you that right here. So when I do, we can come back to this recording and say you heard it first, you know. But I create spaces that I've never experienced myself, because I owe it to society to leave something that I never had, kind of thing. So this is a space that I'm giving 100% of my authenticity, and knowing that the effects will be seen because of that.
So you said something, you mentioned something about the blueprint. And I know that whenever I showed up to one of your cosmic sessions, you kind of got into some of the manifestation sorts of approaches that you take. And you had mentioned like taking the time to vision and kind of play around with that blueprint and what it would look like. And I had realized that I had never actually done that part of manifestation. So when you said blueprint, a light bulb went off in my brain and I was like, oh yeah, I need to be spending time visioning so that I can call in what I'm trying to manifest.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
And the importance of a blueprint, sister, I always tell people, when I talk about blueprints, I'm talking about a map. Mm-hmm. And just to keep it real simple, we ain't got to even get, you know, super deep. Just if you were coming to my house and I gave you a map, you would get there in so much better spirits than if I just said, go north. You understand? So when you sit down and take the time to create your map, to be intentional about your blueprint, what happens is that you can be in a space where you attract your journey so much more fluidly, you know? Mm-hmm. And so the powerful thing about a blueprint is not only does it give you direction, it gives you intention.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's necessary. That's absolutely necessary. Otherwise, what you find yourself in, which is a place that a lot of us find ourselves in, is being confused as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did I end up here? Well, sister, you never sat the hell down to think about where you was going. What do you mean, how did you end up here? How did you not end up here?
Mm.
You understand? So, and let me just say this, because a lot of people have never sat down to create blueprints over their lives. Mm-hmm. And so the moment you create that space for them to go within, to figure that out, their world changes.
Mm-hmm.
Your world changes. I mean, everybody's world is changing, you know? So I'm glad that you had that experience, just because it's, and let me say this, it's a continuous process. It's not like, oh, I have one blueprint and then I'm done. Being open to the vastness that is yourself allows you to consistently launch parts of you, which is a beautiful process of just like continuous orgasm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm in that sort of, I feel like pregnancy state myself, and what you totally called me out on the activation class that we had done. And I still am like in this, like sort of like, okay, like coming up to this peak of like this climax in the universe. And I'm just like, what is it going to be? And I think that I've had plans to work towards creating my own business. I'm not sure exactly what that's going to look like, but this definitely helps me to kind of reflect on the fact that I need to probably spend more time visioning and feeling into that. And what is that going to look like so that I can actually call it in?
Yeah. And, you know, it's almost like with manifestation, you know, a lot of times people just say, oh, I want to manifest money, or I want to manifest this or that. And it's like, no, it's like, what exactly is it that you want? Because mm-hmm. the universe, if you ask the universe for something in a vague tone, you're going to get that vague response.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, but I don't want no vague response. I want exactly what I want. Like, if you ever been around me, when you come over and visit me in DR, you'll see when I go into a restaurant, it says I need 4 lemons exactly cut up for mm-hmm. my water. I need, you know what I'm saying? There are things that I need. The scene has to be what I need it to be, because I deserve that. I'm showing up. You know what I'm saying? So when you start to show up for yourself, which includes getting your blueprint together, not just that, doing what you need to do on a day-to-day basis to make sure that you are showing up for yourself, not quieting yourself, not dimming your light, not even being lazy, not being procrastinative in the things that you know that you're put here to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you start activating your life activates you, period.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful exchange.
Yeah. Mm. So what do you recommend for people, like if they start to kind of feel a little overwhelmed and like not sure where to even begin?
Sit the hell down. Just mm-hmm. made a post about this. I tell people, you know, I do this professionally. So I tell people, you know, sometimes you can get overwhelmed with all the yogas and the meditation. Sis, sit down. Get you a candle. You don't even need no candle. I'm just creating a scene. But have somebody watch the kids. Go in the car if you got to. Go in the backyard. Hide in your bathroom. Whatever you need to do. Find you a space to breathe and to be. That is basic level. Like, because I know a lot of people, I do this work, so a lot of my clients are just in, my sisters are in grave spaces, you know, very intense spaces. And I honor that that's their current truth, their current reality. And so I let them know, you don't even have to go anywhere. All you have to do is allow yourself to be. And when you just sit, and even if it's like 30 seconds, a minute, 5 minutes, whatever you happen to have, sit with yourself, ground yourself, feel yourself, be yourself. And your body, your mind, and your spirit will tell you exactly what you need to do. All I am is a guide, because people are so disconnected with themselves, they need a guide that has done it before. That's all that I do, because it's so foreign to them, because we're so busy doing nothing or doing distractions that we're not tapped into the thing that is right with us the entire time, you know, say ourselves. So I would suggest sit that ass down. After you sit that ass down, move that ass, okay? Like, there's energy that's trapped in us from years ago. From years ago, traumas, programs, agreements that we didn't even realize we were agreeing to, playing small, right? When you move your physical body, and this is a part of the original exercise, wasn't going to the gym. It was communal dancing, movement, intentional movement, right? Because we realized back in the day what we were. We are houses of energy. And when your energy gets stuck in a part of the house that has a door that's closed, preventing it from flowing to the rest of that house, you create a block within your own house that you did. You understand? So when you sit that ass down, that makes you aware of the house, first of all, because some people just don't even realize that you are a whole castle. Fuck a snack. I'm a castle, okay? I got a moat with my castle. I love that word, moat. This P.S. Everyone else still loves that word. But, you know, you are an entire house. And after you become aware of that through just sitting down, it's not that difficult again. Because when you sit down, you start to get aware of, oh, shit, I don't feel good, right? Or I'm tense, or my throat chakra seems, you know, restricted, or my heart, it hurts, or my back, or whatever. You start to become aware through sitting down. And then through movement, you start to become aware of the fact that you are in control to move energy. You know, so and one thing that is a gift that I love to share is breaking all this jargon down to simplistic realities. Mm-hmm. You know, sit, move, elevate. You know, you can't elevate something that you're not even aware of. You can't move if you're not even like present, first of all. And you can't be present unless you sit still. So that's what I would suggest. And just though, that's just three simple steps that I'm sure will change your life, period. But, you know, that's where it starts. And just the basics, that's where it starts. And that's where it ends as well. But those would be my three tips.
My entire body is tingling.
Oh, you sound like
like, I'm not even kidding. My whole body is just like,
okay.
You can drop the mic now.
Okay, so you can walk off stage and yeah. In a circle. Okay.
God damn.
I love it. But even the fact that you're tingling, that's your spirit communicating with mine. You understand? There have been people that have never tingled a day in their lives, and I feel so sad. I'm like, sister, if nothing else, I'm doing this work so you can experience the tingling, the tingles, okay? Because how crazy would it be? And the thing about it, I was talking to my girlfriend about this a few days ago. I have been in like a month-long orgasm. You understand? Yeah. From birthing this baby of my gift. And it reminded me, one, to expand my view of pleasure. Two, to expand my view of orgasmic energy. And three, gave me such thirst for more, you know? And you know, I always tell people, if you don't got nothing, I don't care if you have a $1 in your bank account, that does not matter. If you are looking for energy, all you have to do is go outside. If you can, if your home is bothering you, go outside and get your toes into some dirt. Right? Get your face under some sun. Get your face under some moonlight. And realize that there are billions of live organisms around us at any moment that you can tap into. So there's no excuse. There's no excuse.
Wow. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
So are there any upcoming events that people can keep in mind? I know you do your cosmic sessions on Sundays. That's the thing?
Yes, and those are no longer open, but if you join the cosmic community, which I tell people, everything takes investment, and I try to keep things as affordable as possible because I do this work for the woman that needs it. Kind of mm-hmm. work, but essentially it's literally just $22 a month. You get 4.5 hour long sessions, so every week you go to church, the church of yourself. And as well as, you know, you join the community of other women that are also committed to this journey. And so the Cosmic Vibe sessions are for our cosmic community. They're every Sunday in the evening. So I'm definitely cognizant of mothers and people that have other things going on. But there has to be a point where you just say, I'm worth it. Mm-hmm. There has to be that point. And when you get to that point, you start taking steps of a person that realizes their worth. And you stop operating in lack, and you operate in the abundance that you know that you deserve everything that comes to you because you're mm-hmm. working for it. Mm-hmm. How are you working for it? You're being yourself.
Thank you. So we will start to move into the heart share questions that I like to do towards the end of the show. But before we do that, can you go ahead and tell people where they can find you?
Absolutely. So my website is www.imcosmicvibes.com. That's just imcosmicvibes.com. My Instagram is imcosmicvibes. And those are the two places where I pretty much reside in this universe for this platform. So definitely just check it out. If anything resonates with you that you heard or gives you a little bit of the tingles, come holla at me. That's the ad. Come holla at me. For the
Oh my god, that'll be the title of this episode.
I love it.
Beautiful. Well, I'll definitely have that linked in the show notes too, so people can find you there. So I have a few questions here for the closing. The first one is, are there any podcasts or music that you've been kind of listening to lately?
You know, I don't have any podcast, but music invigorates me. So I've really been digging. I've always digged India Irie, Erica Badu, Ibeyi. They're a duo of sisters that are absolutely next level. I have a goddess collection that I literally listen to every single day. Landrell, his song Morning Asana is beautiful. So music really I use to transfer energy, and then I use nature to build it. So
beautiful. I've definitely never heard of any of those artists, and I need more new music in my life, so I'm definitely going to check that out. Are there any books that have been impactful in your life that you would recommend?
Yes, and none are coming to mind only because I've been in the space of, remember, I've been doing this almost 20 plus years. I'm in a space now where I am the book. You understand? And of course, I love to read and support others, but there's a portion where my spirit told me to go within. And to not be disturbed by ideas outside of. And so for me, a few books, though, that will always be lifers in my library. Anything that Queen Afua, that she writes, incredible, incredible. I'm reading a book that Katya gave me. It's called Where the Wild Women Be. That one's incredible, absolutely, absolutely transformational. The Power of Words. I'm reading. It's beautiful. Shout out to the king that sent that to me to read. The energy of words. Those are a few that are coming to mind. But I've definitely slowed down on reading just because I have a lot of downloads. That the more I tap into my gift, the more frequent downloads start to show themselves in my life, you know? So I try to keep my space in my mind, especially being a mom and a business owner and a lover and a blah, blah, blah. And my time is absolutely essential. So when I do read, it's definitely from a place of being called to.
Beautiful. So I have a few more juicier questions here. The next one is, what is elevating you in this season of your life?
Can you ask me that one more time? I didn't hear that last part.
What is elevating you in this season of your life?
My sisters. By my sisters, I mean any woman that I come across. And it's I've never expected this because when I was younger, a lot of my friends were male. You know, I was always like an alpha female, so that landed me around a lot of men. And the last 5 years I've been over flooded with beautiful, powerful goddesses and really fallen in love with women, which is a beautiful process. But I would say women are elevating me because they are a reflection of everything that we are. And sometimes you can't see something that's inside, but you have to be reflected and be reminded. And I am, because the work I do is with powerful women, high frequency women. So they are elevating me as a mother. They're elevating me as a goddess. They're elevating me as an energy. In every single facet, women elevate each other, and everything that we touch as a woman comes to gold, period. So that energy is elevating me to new stratospheres. Oh,
so good. I'm feeling it. Okay.
Yes, chat.
I'm feeling it. My womb is just like,
I'm gonna make a
Oh my God. Okay. Let me pull together. The next question is, if there was one message that you could share with the collective right now, what would that be? That can be as simple or as expansive as you feel.
One message that I would share with the collective. You were designed like this. That's what I would say.
Thank you.
I would just be that simple reminder that you, me, we were designed like this. And there's that hits so different when you realize that you came with the original setting. So you didn't need to change and change your hair. You didn't need to change your clothes. You didn't even need to change your body. Some people are getting surgery and shit now. But it's like you were designed like this. And there's a comfort in settling into our original design, that when you accept her, you accept the entire world that was built for her.
Thank you. And the last question I have here is, if you know your sun sign, your rising sign, and your moon sign.
I do somewhere in my brain. Let me see. It's been so long since I've looked at my birth chart. And I definitely, thank you for reminding me. I need to definitely study that more. Obviously my rising sign is Taurus.
Stop. Really? When's your birthday?
April 28th.
Babe, mine's the 29th. No wonder I feel so fucking connected.
Wow, my sister's is the 29th. No, I lied. Hers is the 30th. But wow, that's so dope. I didn't know that you're a Taurus.
And it's weird because I have found throughout my life, I am drawn so deeply to my sign. It's crazy. My partner's a Taurus too. Yeah, oh, there's something goodness. There. It's really, really powerful. It's crazy.
Wow. I could not imagine being with another Taurus girl. I really am nuts. But I'm also, and this is the thing about knowing the specifics of your chart. I actually have it saved. I wish I had the document up, girl, because that's going to bug me. But second, and that's the cool thing about the universe. It reminds us that, you know, the difference of a second in the universe that's just how big the universe is, though. Because I've met Tauruses that are nothing like me, and I've met Tauruses that are just like, I'm like, oh my God, is this how people are dealing with me? Is this how this works? Oh, Jesus. You know, but I'm just so connected to even more, because I just think that's so cool that you're a Taurus and your partner's a Taurus. I cannot even imagine.
Yeah, it's wild. The guy I was with before him for 3 years too was a Taurus. So it's been a Taurus the last like 6 years of my life. It's pretty intense. It works. Well, thank you so much for sharing the space with us today. And I'm just so grateful. And I can't wait for everybody to find you and to connect with you too and start following you. So I know you have a busy day ahead of you, so I'm going to let you go on your way. And thank you so much. I'm sending you all the love.
Thank you, babe. It's been beautiful. And I send you nothing but unconditional love, orgasmic moments, and light.
Thank you. Until next time.